How you doing, Shane?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
so
for having me.
Do you get excited for the draft now that you're an NFL veteran?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, it's always interesting to see, you know, who gets picked where and what teams are getting new additions. This year, especially for me, my little brother's in it.
Right.
So I'm extra excited, I'd say.
And now, he's a rising star. I mean, early on, the mocks were like seventh round. Now
you
see him in
the
third round.
Do you want to give the rocket shot that you've been taking at him for
the
last
few days? Well, I have been saying, how do the last few days of being the best Vereen in the NFL feel?
Wow. Welcome back, Shane.
Yeah,
his current rate, I mean, his stock is just soaring through the roof.
He's doing well. He's doing well.
Have you been checking? I mean, I know a lot of players say they don't look at the mocks for themselves.
Yeah.
But is it a little different when it's your brother? You look and see kind of how he's...
No. I mean, I'm sure other players might be different, but I could care less
is
with,
he
with
looking?
The mocks.
Anything on the line if he goes higher than you?
Yeah, he could buy my mom a car.
But seriously, is he curious?
He's curious. He doesn't read into any of that, though. He kind of sticks to himself and... more so just, you know, he doesn't really pay attention to all that because he never really knows. And he's so anxious himself that he more or less just keeps to himself.
So what's the brotherly scouting report?
The brotherly scouting report, great athlete.
Better than you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really? Flat out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it again.
Roll tape. That's enough.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's taller than me. He's always played defense. He's always been a defensive-minded kind of guy, even when we were in Pop Warner. He's a good kid. He's not going to cause any problems. He's going to give you his best day in, day out. Smarter than me, I would say. He got better grades than me in school.
Wow.
And, you know, he's got all the potential in the world.
Jeez, really sounds like he wasted a second-round pick.
I didn't say all that.
He could have waited a couple of years and gotten a better Vereen.
Now, I hear you're going to go back on draft day with him? You're going to be with him?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, nice. I hope so. Got to get it cleared, but that's the plan.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Let us pave the way for that. We'll talk to Bill. We'll make sure.
We are like this
perfect.
With Bill.
Bill is very accommodating to us.
I appreciate it. I appreciate any help.
It is what it is when it comes to just waiting for your name to be picked, but are you giving him any advice or tips that, you know, you learned from having gone through the process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just trying to make it easier for him than it was for me. For me, I was a nervous wreck.
Really?
For a solid probably 2 weeks. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to be bothered. So I'm just trying to help him calm down, know that it's going to be okay. It doesn't really matter where you get drafted. It matters what happens when you get there. But you can only do so much. I mean, he's in his own head, and rightfully so. It's a big moment.
All right.
How about with you? How does it feel to get back to football and around the teammates and the off-season program here?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I miss the guys a little bit. So just to get back into the swing of things, get back into the routine is good. You know, and it's always a friendly reminder that football season is approaching.
And it helps when it's cold here and it feels like it's the fall. Cause you were in California with the
ice. Yeah, no, I still don't. Me and Mother Nature still have disagreements about a lot of that.
A lot of us are this year. It was like 30-something last night.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's hard not to notice the scar that you have on the wrist from last year. How much of a memory is that now, and how much in the past is it? How do you feel with that is basically what I'm saying.
You know, I feel good. You know, through most of the – when I did come back, through most of the end of the season, I was fine with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's day to day. It's not going to feel great tomorrow. It's not going to feel awful. You know, it won't be 100% probably for a while, but it's good enough, and I'm working on strengthening it and getting it back.
Okay. A guy who catches a lot of passes like you do, how much did that affect you, having that whatever –
You know, not as much as you would think. I was still able to get, you know, pretty good traction on the ball, catching it. It forced me to concentrate a lot more. Personally, I think I might have even caught the ball a little bit better with it because I knew I had to concentrate on the ball more, with the cast being on the hand.
Okay, we have to ask you, because you know we're a big fan of yours on this show. Last year we told you we thought you were Marshall Faulk in the waiting for this offense. Mm-hmm. Or at least me, anyway.
You didn't even take a restraining order out against
us. That's why he took such a shot at you when you first came in.
It's all good.
And we've seen you make those plays down the field and over the shoulder, but unfortunately last year we saw you kind of miss a couple of those opportunities.
Yeah.
What was the cast or whatever related to that at all? Is that just hard to see as a running back? You're not used to looking over your shoulder? Just talk about that a little bit.
It has nothing to do with the cast. Okay.
Excuse one, crossed out.
Yeah, no, I will never blame it on that.
Lights, sun?
No, I'm not. There's no excuses.
Cross those up.
Yeah. Hey,
rotation on the ball from Tom, not right.
Yeah, blame him.
Good. That works well around here. Smart.
No. Is it a tougher pass, though, like Andy was saying? Is it a tougher, just in general, a tougher pass to try to catch?
The other thing that's tougher is that it's in the air longer. So you gotta track it a longer time, longer period of time, more concentration.
And you don't spend as much time on that as, say, a receiver does. Exactly. I mean, it is. You guys did do, I think, more of that in camp last year with some passes down the field to running backs, but it's also not something that you do as often as, say, the wide receivers do. So it is a little outside your comfort zone, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but there's no excuse. I should have caught him. Yeah, I have no excuses. It's just a drop pass.
Is that what Coach Fear said when you got back to the...
Yeah, in
some
way.
Words.
Yeah.
Gotta catch it. Everything twice.
Yeah, you guys notice that he says everything twice?
I haven't picked
Coach
up
Fears.
On that.
Oh, yeah. Next,
he does.
He's picked
he
up
does.
On a lot,
yeah.
but
oh, yeah.
I haven't picked up on
oh, yeah.
that.
All right,
From
all
now
right.
On, you'll,
every,
he's one of our favorites.
Okay.
We don't mean it as disrespectful in any way.
Yeah, I'm going to check
that out. He tends to repeat things twice a lot.
And what does he call you guys? I forgot already. What's the Stanley?
Is that
what he calls you?
No, that's what he called Rid our rookie year. He had trouble with our names for some reason. and he referred to him one time as Stanley, and it's kind of stuck.
How did he get your name wrong?
No, he hasn't gotten my name. No, no. He'll just say, boy, if he can't think of it.
So he's trying to remember and call it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting a little older. He's been around a long time. Yeah, he's earned that right.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Speaking of coaches, Dante Scarnecchia retired last year, and I don't know how much interaction the running backs had with him. I assume some because you're close. Have you met Googe, and what do you think of him so far?
Oh, yeah, I've met him, had a quick conversation with him. Seems like, you know, great coach, good guy.
Do people actually call him Googe?
I do. Hey. He told me to call him.
Coach Fears calls Ridley Stanley. That doesn't mean it's his name.
I tried to call him by his last name. He said, no, call me Googe.
There you go. Well, that's probably what it'll be then. Right. I think nicknames kind of develop over time. So
it's Coach.
Right now it's Coach, right, exactly. Right. We'll see what it is in a couple months.
And he certainly has the O-line coach vibe to him. He certainly kind of looks the part.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to some of the O-line guys, they love him. They're looking forward to working with him.
This offense, you know, it seems like every year we talk about what the offense can be, what the changes are, you know, you and Steven going into a contract year, what the changes could be down the road.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this offense right now?
I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I think we had a lot of young guys last year, myself included. I throw myself in that category as well as far as experience is concerned. And so now we can take that next step and see, you know, what – a year with a lot of young guys around a very good veteran quarterback. A year later, we'll see what the product is this year.
You mentioned all the young guys. Is Tom an old guy at this point? Does he seem like an old guy in the locker room and in the interaction?
Oh, this is dangerous. No.
What if we turn the mics off?
I feel like
you don't have to tell us about
Rogan. You know, I'd say Tom is one of those timeless type guys. You know, he's up to date with all the stuff that we're into. So in that sense, he's not old. He works out just like everybody else. He hangs in there just like everybody else. He pushes himself. So I would definitely not put
a supermodel wife just like everybody else.
Just like everybody wants. Yeah.
Well, you've been on the team long enough to know. And we talk about on this show a lot, you know, who is the locker room leader on this team, would you say? Who is the guy that when, you know, Bill Belichick needs a message to get out to the team, he relies on getting that message out?
I'd say there's a couple of guys. And I'd say Tom, Vince, and Gerard.
Okay.
If there's anything that needs to be handled and he wanted a player to handle it, he'd probably go to one of those three guys.
Who are you most afraid of?
Vince.
Good call.
Now, is that because he is so strong and just because, physically intimidation?
Because if he gets you, Yeah. at least if like Gerard or the DBs gave me, I got some speed behind me. I got some kind of force. But
he'll surprise you with his speed.
So exactly. And once he gets the hand around the jersey, it's.
All right. Hold on. Well, Shane, we appreciate you coming, and I know you got a busy day. You came for a meeting, and you made time
birthday.
For us.
Oh yeah, happy birthday!
Oh,
birthday.
No,
tomorrow.
That was a misprint.
Oh,
we got to get that fixed.
Oh,
remember? Yeah. You're like you guys are like you guys are not the first people to say that though.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that in the media guide that's wrong?
Yeah, the media guide is wrong. So now we know who to point the fingers at.
Oh.
He actually texted me and said, "Just so you know, it's his birthday tomorrow."
Yeah. My birthday is March 2nd, not May 2nd.
Well, happy birthday!
Happy belated birthday. 2 months ago.
I appreciate it.
All right,
thank you.
And good luck to your brother. And yes. Hope you have fun on draft.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, Shane Vereen here on PFW in Progress. That'll do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.